Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Hopefully making your life more convenient with technology as we cover the latest in consumer tech. I'm Dave Graveline, and this is Into Tomorrow. Who are you?
I'm Chris Graveline.
I just wanted to make sure people knew that.
Oh.
And if they didn't, they do now because...
It's time for our Evo History Major. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
Chris, history.
In August of 1930, Albert Einstein was the keynote speaker at the opening of the 7th Big German Radio Exhibition, today known as IFA. The show was held at the Berlin Fairgrounds, which were now centered around the newly erected Berlin Radio Tower, or Funkturm, the German name for this national landmark, which is still one of the main attractions of Berlin, like the Eiffel Tower in Paris, after which the Funkturm had been modeled. At the show, TV receivers with the mechanical Nipkow disc were shown, but the company Loewe demonstrated the first television set with a Braun tube. In fact, this last year was the first year that Loewe wasn't at IFA because they have closed down.
Yeah, went out of business.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's this week's IFA update brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
Yes, indeed. And if you missed any of our 3 weeks' worth of coverage from IFA this past year, it's all there for you at intotomorrow.com. And by the way, reminder from Chris's son Cameron.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
With more from CE China, I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow. We're in Guangzhou, China this week, talking to as many English-speaking exhibitors as we can find. It's somewhat limited, of course, but I managed to find a gentleman who is the CEO of a company called Two Mountains, and they're doing something rather unique. You know, we hear a lot of people that are trying to help people quit smoking, and a lot of folks that are saying, yeah, you just take up vaping, and then they're vaping forever. And, of course, all the controversy with vaping these days, too. Is that healthy? Is it not healthy? How long should you do it? You just take that over and become another problem. Well, Manfred Hall, the CEO of Two Mountains, has some solutions. Manfred, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Tell me about Two Mountains. First of all, what is the company? How is it called Two Mountains? What does that mean?
I chose the name Two Mountains as a metaphor for stopping smoking. That since stopping smoking is so difficult, you have to climb two mountains to successfully stop smoking. Two Mountains teaches you and supports you through a 6 months to 12 months program to stop smoking. We do use a vape, but we only want you to use the vape for 6 months to a year in order to break the smoking habit. And then we'll reduce and eliminate the nicotine from it. And finally, we'll ask you to stop vaping.
So then the technology angle is you're also using an app while doing this so that we're helping people in what way? How does the app help?
Well, the vape unit just is a substitute for smoking, and that's not enough to stop smoking. You need the help, you need the support, you need to learn to stop smoking. So we deliver this 6 months to 12 months stop smoking program. You'll go to the app daily for a daily reading and learn something new and plan and prepare for your successful stop smoking.
Good. So is it also giving us reasons why to stop smoking, or is that pretty much assumed? And now it's really just kind of giving us some encouragement in order to help us on the way, because as you mentioned before we went on the air, it's certainly one of the most difficult things for most humans who are smokers to be able to quit. And it seems like everybody wants to, it just doesn't happen.
That's a great question, Drave. My background, I did a BA in psychology and then I became a licensed high school teacher. So I'm using both of these skill sets to teach people to stop smoking. I'm using the psychology from 26 famous psychologists to give you this full program. Yeah, I will encourage you. Yeah, I will teach you. I will give you what you need to stop smoking through the app.
I'm assuming you're not a smoker.
I'm an ex-smoker.
And that's the key. A lot of people are so proud to say it's been 12 years and 4 months and so many days and hours. That's good that they're keeping up on that. It's almost like somebody who's been able to be sober for so long with the same pride that I've been able to kick it.
I stopped smoking 9 years ago. My quit date is more important to me than my birthday. Yeah, it's amazing.
Especially because you'll hopefully have more birthdays now that you quit, right?
I should have 10 more.
At least. So there you go. So between the app and then the vaping, do you sell the vape devices or how does that all work? Or do you go out and just get your own selection? Or
We've got a starter kit that we plan on retailing at $200 that will give you 10 cartridges equal to 10 packages of cigarettes. And then you would buy the cartridges from us. And as you buy the cartridges from us, we continue to deliver the Stop Smoking program to you. So it's like a subscription, but it's pay as you go.
And I like the fact that you then get them off the vaping. It isn't like just stop smoking and start vaping for the rest of your life. You get them off the vaping as well.
We understand that a number of people will continue to vape, but they'll probably migrate to a different vaping device, and we will send them messages quarterly inviting them to come back. Two Mountains doesn't give up on anybody.
Very good. And the website is Two Mountains, spell out T-W-O, Mountains, PTL.com. What's the PTL part?
The company name is Two Mountains SciTech Limited. We use psychology and technology for the betterment of society.
Very good. Well, Manfred, thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us here in Guangzhou, China, and good luck to you here at the exhibit hall.
Thank you very much. It's been great talking with you, Dave.
Our pleasure. Again, twomountainsptl.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. So you can stop smoking now. Manfred and his team will be happy to help you. I'm Dave Graveline. Much more from Guangzhou, China, here on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you up to date on technology?
Do you have some tech news you'd like to share with us?
Jerry in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What specific components, such as CPU, RAM, would you look for in a high-performance desktop PC in today's world?
On the air, everywhere.
Tim in Detroit, Michigan.
I want to know if you have any information about 5G on cellular phones.
Join us by calling right now, 1-800-899-INTO.
That's 1-800-899-4686.
Friends make your life even better. Well, we're in the exhibit of Severin, Friends for Life, they say, with some very cool appliances here at CE China. First of all, welcome the general manager for this region is Henning Lohmann. Henning, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very fine. I'm enjoying life in China and finding new friends for life here in China.
And you are based out of Shenzhen, I understand, right?
Let's say our factory and our sales office is in Shenzhen. Actually, I'm based in Hong Kong at the moment, but of course, traveling a lot, and I'm in China like every week.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you're just south of Shenzhen anyway in Hong Kong, so very,
Greater
very close.
Greater Bay Area. Yeah. We are in the Greater Bay Area.
The Greater Bay Area. Okay,
yes.
Very good. Also with us, the sales and marketing managing director for Severin is Christian Strebel. Welcome into tomorrow.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Sure. What brings you guys to CE China here in Guangzhou?
Yeah, I think it's very important for a German brand, especially Severin is a very strong and old German brand with more than 127 years old. And we are market leader in a lot of focus categories in the German market. Especially we are also well placed in Europe with more than, we have six subsidiaries also in Europe. And for us it's very interesting now with starting our China sales organization with beginning of July this year, not only to produce products in China, also to sell products in China, and let's our claim says, friends for life, to find a lot of friends.
Very Very good. And of course, producing in China has been something that a lot of companies have done for a long time, but now selling in China, does that make the market a whole different scenario for you guys?
Yes, of course. China needs somehow a little bit different products, but we have very innovative, good products. We are very strong, for example, in coffee category. Coffee is a big growing topic in China. The local people rely on foreign expert brands. And as we are market leader in drip coffee makers, for example, and milk foamers and all this kind of products, we have a good chance to enter this growing market in China at this moment.
And it's interesting that you mention that, because we've learned too over the years that a lot of the Chinese people want imports. They want things that they otherwise have not been able to get from around the world. Certainly Germany, the U.S., any number of other places. So that opens this market for you guys very well, yes?
Yeah, we see a lot of potential, not only the German and the European market, also coffee becomes more and more convenient also for the Chinese people. And in this case, we can help with our technologies. And as Henning said for the preview at the moment, we are really impressed also with the fair we had in the IFA in Germany. That all our customers like what we are doing. That means that we have a big experience in producing filter coffee machines, drip coffee machines, but also the next step is to go and pump portion close machines. And what our big experience is, and we are very proud of it, we are world market leader, and this shows also open innovation for us is to do the business in milk throwers.
Very cool. And Henning, you just did a really interesting presentation at the Retail University, and there were a lot of folks attending that. I'm assuming retailers and folks that want to buy your products to sell here in the Chinese market.
Yes, but of course we need to go step by step. So our strategy is online to offline, and then also mixed retail. So it was a good chance today to introduce our innovative new product. So we had three really great products. You can take a look later. We explain the details. And so it's one of the first steps to make the brand awareness of Severin happen. And this is a good opportunity here on CE China.
Yeah. Terrific. And we invite our audience to visit Severin.com, Severin.com for more. We'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Thank you both for spending a couple of minutes with us. You have a fun exhibit here at CE China. Continued good luck to you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good time.
My pleasure. Into Tomorrow continues from Guangzhou, China. I'm Dave Graveline here on the Advanced Media Network.